Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. There's the weatherman report for your Friday, 22nd day of the month of March 2024. And lots of weather starting to work its way up towards the northeast, and some big storms that's going to be causing the possibility of some highway and street flooding, and also small stream and river flooding in the northeast as the storm gathers strength. Now, currently during the daytime today, we've got lots of rain across Louisiana, southern Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, North and South Carolina, even southern portions of Tennessee. That's associated with the storm that's intensifying or expected to intensify as it gets up to the mid-Atlantic states. Also causing quite a bit of rainfall from about Tampa down to Fort Myers and Naples and then across through Miami and up to West Palm Beach. And that will cause significant delays as far as the aviation airline hubs is concerned. Atlanta will have rain. It will also be raining late in the day in the Charlotte area, but also across Central and South Florida could be some delays getting into those areas. Texas had the rains earlier. Looks like they're going to get into a clearing trend, but looking to Chicago, southern portions of Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois will be under heavy snow, probably in the form of some rain across Chicago, so there could be some delays into there. Minneapolis, St. Paul is looking good, as does Denver. We're also looking at good weather in San Diego, L.A., but looks like rain moving into San Francisco and up to Portland and Washington during the afternoon and evening on Friday. Weather from the Northeast Corner, a beautiful day today, although colder than normal. It started out with temperatures in the 20s this morning. It'll be going into the middle 40s today, but an increase in clouds will bring us that rain developing overnight and rain heavy at times during the daytime on Saturday and Saturday night. Flood watches and warnings are likely because of 2 to possibly as much as 4 inches of rainfall. And there will be some periods of snow across central and northern New York and northern New England, all the way up into southern Canada and northern Maine. And eventually, as that storm leaves the eastern seaboard, leaves the northeast corridor, we might have a return to some wet snow in many places across northwestern New Jersey, northeastern PA, and southeast New York. That'll be overnight Saturday into Sunday. Then Sunday's weather will improve and looks like we'll be back into some nicer conditions, although dealing with lots of rainfall and the after effects, which is some highway and street and river and stream and tributary flooding early on Sunday, but it should be starting to get better by Monday and Tuesday of next week as the weather will be improving then. Recapping, it looks like some hefty weather across Atlanta and also in South Florida during the afternoon and evening. That rain will be moving into the northeast corridor during the late night Friday into Saturday. Rainy weather on Saturday and Saturday night, possibly ending as a period of some wet snow. The rest of the nation's looking pretty good, except for that possibility during the daytime today of some snow and rain in Chicagoland and also in southern sections of Wisconsin. Hope you have a good day today. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. Thanks for checking in. Next update on Saturday here on weathermanpod.com. Thanks for listening.